God's church at this time, but that are desiring something above themselves. Brothers and sisters, what a high calling. And it's only going to take place when we have crucified ourselves on the cross of Christ and put selfishness away and let the vessel of our humanity be broken, that the light of God's glory can shine out. And this will only happen during this loud cry time period if we're receiving the latter rain. And we only receive the latter rain if we're daily taking in the early rain. We have to develop this experience now. Our vessels must be broken at the cross of Christ now. One more passage. Signs of the Time, November 24th, 1898. Our estimate of the value of salvation is being tested. The precious jewels of truth are being presented to us, but many listen with weariness to the presentation of the most precious and important truths. Their countenances do not glow with animation. They are listless and uninterested. Who would believe that such realize that by their life practice they were deciding their own eternal destiny? They should be wide awake, earnestly seeking for the kingdom of God and His righteousness. But do they look like people to whom a priceless gem is being presented? At this time the warning comes to us. Take heed lest in seeking for the pearl of great price you are deceived into accepting the spurious for the genuine. To who all who truly believe in Christ, He is precious, but many refuse to accept Him. And so there are two classes in our world, the obedient and the disobedient. Christ brings everyone to the point, saying, "If you love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. If a man love me, and keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him." The test is plainly defined. "He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full." In the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord compared the truth to pearls, and he warned his disciples to beware how they threw away truth of the highest value on those who would not appreciate it. "Give not that which is holy unto dogs," he said, "neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you." Satan's power is wholly destructive. God's power is constructive. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of continual progress. If we follow on to know the Lord, we shall know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. It is like the sun, which in the morning sheds its mild beams in the east and keeps on increasing.